Welcome to Radio WEEG, brought to you from Salisbury's Wigwam. It was January 23rd, a foggy morning in Salisbury and Charlotte, when six of us boarded a flight to FETC 2008 in Orlando, Florida. What a trip! We started our journey south 12 hours before we landed in Florida. What a test of patience it turned out to be, but at least the company was super. Our first session, Tell It Like It Is, Digital Storytelling Across the Curriculum, was great. The presenter gave us lots of good tips. See, she suggested that we balance the tech and content. If you're going to introduce a group to a new technology for photo stories, keep the content simple. Work with something they already know. I also like the idea of using poems in a photo story and finding images that visually express the lines of the poem. The second session I attended was Web 2.0 Tools, More Than Razzle Dazzle. The website for this session is fetcrazzle.pbwiki.com. The presenter's wiki gives all the resources that were mentioned in the session. I had seen ClusterMap before, but it was nice to see it again. I might decide to put the image on one of my pages just for fun to see where hits to my wiki are coming from. The wiki includes links to Volki, DoppelMe, these are both avatar makers, ClusterMap, and FrapperMap. I don't think I'll use FrapperMap. Didn't look like quite a good idea for elementary children. The third session was called Delivering Technology Training in a Manner That Works. The presenter shared ways that his district delivers PD. They started out doing Saturday sessions in a local high school and used incentives and prizes. After a few years, their funding ran out, and they still do the PD, but incentives and stipends are down. The fourth session I attended was Web 2.0 meets Grade 2.0, using new tools with young learners. Gail Lovely was the presenter, and she talked about such tools as Skype, YakPack, BubbleShare, Wikis, and other things. On Friday morning, we attended our photo story workshop. Janet Taylor was the presenter. We didn't stay at our workshop the whole time because it really was for beginners, but we stayed long enough to get some good ideas. Janet showed us a clever technique of going from a black and white photo to the same photo in color. All you have to do is use the same picture twice and make the first one black and white, and then you fade into that second one. She also showed us how a really nice photo story of Venice was really only one large image repeated several times. The author set the motion of the transition so that it included only certain parts of the picture. Eventually, the viewer sees the whole scene. That was really very clever. She also said that when adding text on a smaller image, both the text and image will be pixelated when running the photo story. It's better to use larger images. I have found that it's okay to put smaller images in, if that's all you have, and add text, put them on a PowerPoint slide, and then save the slide as a JPEG. Nothing is pixelated that way. The sixth session was cross-curricular and across the K-12 world with Google Earth, presented by Cindy Lane. Cindy showed us neat things to do with Google Earth, such as measuring buildings with a line tool, making vocabulary come alive by spelling the words with geo-greeting. Each letter is actually a building somewhere out there on the planet. That was really clever. She told us about Jerome Berg and his site for lit trips using Google Earth. She mentioned using Google Earth and Discovery Education Streaming, adding videos to Google Earth. The seventh session was Everything You Need to Know About Podcasting, and We Mean Everything. These presenters showed us step-by-step how to record and add music to a podcast using Audacity. They mentioned the lame file and dragging our files into the levelator and taking them back into Audacity. I'm going to try this with this podcast I'm making now. They have a handout online, which I really like, and they list places where you can get music online. I like some of the sounds that I found in Sounds Abound, but they weren't free. The eighth session was Google Tools for Educators and Students. The last session of the conference for us was this session. Their presentation is also online at a tiny URL. They intended to show us several Google tools, but didn't get much past Google Docs. Chris also took us on two geocaching walks, and both caches were found. It was a fun time in Orlando. Well, signing out for Radio WEEG. You have a good day.